You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Among the pronouncements delivered today by the Minister of Finance in the midterm budget policy statement was the fact that that SARS delivered an 18 billion rand revenue surplus. That is an impressive number by any stretch, and we're going to be taking a look at this and the work that the South African Revenue Services have been doing. I'm joined on the line by the Commissioner at the South African Revenue Services, Commissioner Edward Kiesvetter, to take a look at this and see what you make of it. Commissioner, always lovely having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. Let's start with an overview of how the surplus was achieved. I mean, 18 billion rand, and we're not even through the entire financial year as it stands.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. The result is particularly pleasing if you take into account that at the time of the budget, the assumption was that the nominal GDP would be 6.3. We now know that our reforecast is at 5.3. Also, assumptions such as the wage bill increase, the level of imports and exports, and all of these drivers of economic activity are actually lower than what they were at the time of the budget. So you then have to ask yourself, then where is this extra revenue coming from? Well, let me first credit the economy where it matters. So we have seen, particularly in two areas, there has been positive responses which reflect economic activity. The first is that in the sectors such as the finance sector, there has been better than expected provisional tax payments. But the biggest kicker was that domestic VAT have increased relative to where we thought it would be at the time of the budget. And that is quite positive because it also shows people have a little more confidence, they're spending a bit more money, and that then is good for economic growth and therefore also for tax. Where we have seen declines is in provisional payments on income tax. We've seen actually quite a bit of a decline there, as well as in the imports. Imports was, at the time of the budget, thought would grow by about 5.3%, whereas actually imports have only grown by about 1.5%. So the economy, a little bit of swings and roundabouts, but generally all of the indicators are lower. 18 billion that we have delivered over and above PE, half of that is from compliance revenue. And that's the real good news. Because again, it says that the return on effort by SARS is significant. Every rand SARS is given comes back with multiple returns in terms of billions. So that's really the headline story, that a significant component of the better than expected result is from a very focused compliance program.
Anyone looking at any of the other numbers, Commissioner, would find it very difficult to find an area of underperformance. I mean, by all accounts, corporate income tax increasing as well, almost double digits there, dividend tax collections as well, even the general fuel levy seeing some positive movements. However, the minister did stress the impact of the illicit markets that we are confronted with in South Africa. And I know it's a conversation you and I have had on multiple occasions on this show in the past. Can we perhaps take a look at that and the impact that is having on the work that SARS is doing? I mean, if we're looking at something like the general fuel levy, for example, the illicit fuel market would have a disastrous impact on that as well. But we know that we're battling more than one illicit market at this point.
Let's just take one or two and see what happens so that listeners can understand the phenomena. So, and we could not have asked for a better case study than the banning of alcohol and tobacco during COVID. Now, as it turns out, when the sale of tobacco and alcohol was banned, the consumption did not go away. All that mattered is that consumers bought their cigarettes from illicit operators, from the so-called dark side of the economy, but they continued to smoke. But what has happened then, all of that sales has been displaced from the legal to the illegal economy. And our own estimates is just for cigarettes, for excise duty, since we recovered from COVID, we have lost more than 40 billion rand of taxes. And you can add that for the alcohol. You can take that for at least those two. And so you're talking already of 80 billion that has been lost just in two sectors. And then you add to that the fact that you have the fuel. You know, it's the numbers are scary. In 2019, we had mainly the oil majors that we did business with that imported oil and distributed oil. Today, we have in the last 5-6 years, more than 400 entities have been registered either as an importer, a distributor, a storage facility. And we find a lot of illicit blending of fuel that can arbitrage the taxes and duties that are paid. The other frightening stat that I came across recently in doing my own research is that in 1994, the illicit economy size was between 3 and 4% of the overall economy. 30 years later, that is between 10 and 15%. Now, if you take 10% of an economy that's approximating now 8 trillion rand, that's 800 billion rand just there, that is not on the formal radar, and 800 billion from which we're not getting taxes. And so you can see the knock-on effect. When we realized in 2019 that a lot of this illicit economic activities take place with syndicated operations, cross-border, it is enabled by professional actors, often banks or other professional firms. It is enabled by political actors, by government officials, by private sector players. And it has proliferated more than 4 to 5 times of what it was 30 years ago. That is a huge blow to our economy. Not just does it distort the domestic economy, it robs us of taxes, but it also creates health challenges and other social cohesion challenges.
Commissioner, before I let you go, I want to take a look at another sector that doesn't often make it into conversations, but has done of late, and that is the online gambling and betting markets. 1.5 trillion rand in turnover in a financial year. I want to get your thoughts from a taxation perspective as to what this would potentially mean, whether we're looking at everything from corporate income tax or the impact it would potentially have on other collections. I understand that, of course, from a South African perspective, we tax that sector a little differently, perhaps, to what we might tax other sectors. Take us through, just from a SARS perspective and a taxation perspective, what the impact of this kind of sector would be on the economy.
Sure. So one has to differentiate between a physical gambling venue where people go physically and where they spend their money and it stays in the local economy. Now, rightly or wrongly, that's another issue. I mean, I have my own views on gambling and the damage that it does. But from purely from a monetary perspective, that money is not lost to the economy. It will find its way through winnings or redistributions. It will find its way back into the economy. The issue here is the proliferation of online gambling. And very often online gambling that is not resident in South Africa, which means when you buy a ticket or you gamble money online with a gambling facility that is offshore, that money that you pay flows offshore. It's outside of our net. We don't pick it up. And not only is that money lost to the economy, but also that money does not end up in the tax net. So that's the big issue that requires attention. And the Minister, Treasury, and ourselves are looking at, without taking a model view on gambling, how do we just have better visibility and how do we ensure that the laws, in particular the taxing laws, are not compromised?
The works and efforts of the South African Revenue Services continue. Just because an 18 billion rand surplus has been declared at this stage does not mean that the more than 14,000 individuals that work hard at the South African Revenue Services are not going to continue doing their work. We'll leave the conversation on that note for now. Thank you so much, as always, to the Commissioner for joining us. Commissioner Edward Kiesewetter, South African Revenue Services Commissioner, joining us to take a look at revenue collections and the work that SARS has been doing.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.